Mishnah Shavuos Eidus Ketzer Amlishnayim Bo Veiduni Shavuos Ein Anu Yerin Lachayid Oisha Amrulai Ein Anu Yerin Lachayidus. And he said Meshbeni Aleichem Vamru Amei Reelu Chayavim. Oisha Amru, Rashi says Beloy Shavua Ein on Yerid Mechaya, Eidus. Vam Lehem, Mashbiyeni Aleichem, She Emes, Mashamartem. Now it's not clear in this case, and Craig is something about it. In the second case of Mishnah, is it also talking about that there's a Tviya? The first case, Amushnai Bovei Duni. There's a Tviya for them to be made. Second case, all the Mishnah talks about, especially when it's coming in the middle of a conversation, or that was the beginning of the conversation, that they say, we don't know Eidus, and then he's being Mashbiya then. And they say, Amen. So the question is, is it talking about that there was a tefiya, or because Shavuos Eidus needs a tefiya, right? Shavuos Eidus needs a tefiya, and I'm lach parak test. I'm says the high v'nitva, etc. It's a tefiya. You need a tefiya. So the question is, where's the tefiya over here? What?
It's a simple way of reading it. It's just a continuation. No, it's like a...
Maybe. Craig himself about that. He missed the partner. Is that good for something? When the mission said, Shavuos Eidus Ketzer Amlishnayim Bo Veiduni, and they say Shavuos Ein on Yerid, Oy Shamru. So is that the Amru a new case? At the beginning of a conversation? Or is it also Hamshach when it says the Mishnah? Meaning the Tevei said Bo Veiduni, and either they said, okay, Shavuos Ein on Yerid, or they said they said Shavuos Ein on Yerid, or they said Ein on Yerid, and then he's Meshbiya then.
What's
Rashi adding with Shavuos? What? I was thinking about that. It's Mashma, it's the same case, just without a Shavuos. Maskim. That's what I was just... I was reading that Rashi before, Beloy Shavuos, it hit me that maybe that's my choice of Rashi. Vegas says, what's other tzad that they shouldn't have to be tevayim in the beginning? The chiyum duhu amr lehem al devrayim ashbeni aleichem loshin zeh have a tefiya. That's Vegas said. Maybe that's the fact that he's been mashbiya. Maybe that itself, kilu is loshin, he's been mashbiya, and that itself really serves as a tefiya as well. B'maisa, without the digging Rashi by Shavua, Stamazai, it's not a very balabatish level. Hooray. It's a little funny that the conversation should start with them saying, Ein onu yoreim chayedus, right? Or shamru, right? Why would they like, just, they would like start the conversation, oh, we don't know edus. Like, it makes sense that Ein onu, we don't know edus is a response to him being tevei them to be made. Then they say, either they swear or they say, right? So that's a case, the Chayra would be mashma, like the first Arabic Fager. That's what, you know, I'm saying, Pasha Pshat, Balbatish, doesn't make sense. The guy would just come over, the Eidim would come over to him out of blue and say, oh, we don't know Eidus. Huh? No one like asked you. Elamai, Pasha Pshat, and then they're answering. So then you wouldn't see right from here that the etzim being mashbiyah should be enough to be considered a tefiyah.
Well, maybe they're being kofar bebezin. Coming bezin, and they're like, we don't know either.
Why should they come to Bezin and say we don't raise it? Like, no one asked. Who thought
you.
That no one said we did have it? What? And why would it? Why?
To buffer on the guy from asking him, then they can't be Mashbiyah. He can't be Mashbiyah then.
Well, Maisi could though, right? Libidamis. They held like the Shem's Kasha, can't be Chayzer Magid. Libidamis, whatever Teretz is. Top. Now, so Rashi says, Vamro, So here, the question is, what is Rashi saying over here? What is Rashi saying? Shtika, you need Amen. Shtika doesn't work. So the question is, what about something in between? All right. What about? He says, I don't know. They say, I don't know Edus. Let's say they would answer. They would answer, I don't know Eidus.
After they say Mashbiyah Alechem?
The Baldin is Mashbiyah Alechem, and he's not Shaisik, he doesn't say Amen. What's it then? What? That's a question here, yeah. So Rashi in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah said, what's in Pepeh Acherim? We're going to Meshbein Eleichem, Shadavo V'teiduni, V'amru Ein Anu Yoyed Nemcha Eidus. V'yitzil Shvum Pepeh. So there Rashi says, in Meshbein Acherim, in Meshbein Adem, Shetavoyu V'teiduni, right? There it's enough to say, Ein Anu Yoyedim. That's enough. So what's going on over here? So why is the Amen over here? So that's really the Rishonim is all the problem of it, yeah? Because Ayin Amen is Kamay Zishon Piv Dami, right? It means every Ayin Amen is Mushba Vipiatzmai. And by Shua say, you don't need Mushbiatzmai. So that's the question, that's the big problem in the Rishonim. Why is our Mishnah discussing where he said Amen? Ayin Amen is in the Chavtes Nebei is. He said, "I know Amen. Nachashu is Kamayit Shulam Piv Dami. Imeshu was Bito. He works because it's Kamayit Shulam Piv. Yeah. So then, so here we're talking Moshe Bechem though. Meshbi Ani Aleichem. So why need Amen? What's going on over here?
The Rashi over here talking about specifically. We were discussing whether they are being Tevehim. Rashi's over here saying specifically when they're Tevehim."
Again, we already established Pashas that he was Tveya Meruos. You're the guy who said that he's a Pashas was a Tveya. We finished that already. Actually, if you want to reopen that question, for carrots. Rashi over there says, what does it say? Shuas Eidus, yeah, I'm a Piachayrim, right? So what's Mipi Acherim? We're going, Meshbiya Ani Aleichem Shetavoyu V'teiduni, Rashi says. Rashi doesn't say that he was Teveya. Rashi doesn't say he was Teveya. Right? Rashi just says, what's the case? Starts off with the Shvuah. He comes to him and says, I mean, Meshbiya you, they should come be made. So if anything, maybe Fakarit. Maybe that Rashi should look at Mashal Gaz, second side beggar, that the Etzem being Meshbiya is itself a Tviya. If you want to go reopen that question again. Zayda, I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you want to start up with the Rashi, then I'll tell you maybe it's a dig for carrot.
What's the deal?
Because Rashi doesn't say anything about a tefiyah. If you need a tefiyah,
what's
What?
That's a
tzvi. Fine, mashbia, but he's mashbia. Mashbia ni aleichem. Shetavo. He's not. So you see that being mashbia is a tzvi.
Or if it's not a tzvi, but the tavo v'tidun is also a tzvi.
He didn't say that was part of the shvuah. The shvuah was.
So Rabbi Vegas says it's enough.
What?
The Amish says not enough. That's what Rabbi is saying.
Yeah, what?
Just saying, stam mashbia ni aleichem. It used to be mashbia shetavo v'tidun.
What then? Because over here he's being mashbia, whether he knows Eidus or not. That's why it's not a tefillah.
I thought
just one second. What's our? That's the fact that mashbia. Then Craig says maybe that's a tefillah. You're saying no. Even if that's the fact that Mashbiyah by us would not be a tefillah, but over there it's better. Is that what you're saying? Why over there is it better? Because there he said, in his Lashon Mashbiyah, he said, come to Bezdin. Mashbiyah by us, he just said,
what you said
is true.
Right.
He didn't discuss coming to Bezdin. Okay, say it. Legit, fine, mask him. Fine, say it, mask him. Mask 100%. Question. Now. So that's a big question, Shane. Well, why are we talking about Mujpiyatsma over here? Haven't discussed. Haven't discussed that. Now, there's a Dik in Rashi that the lashon of the shvu over here, Mashbiyim, is different than in the Mishnah before, because before. Mishnah on Lamed, what's he being mashbiyim? Like we just said, he says shetavo v'teiduni, and they said enu yoidim. Let's see a shvuah appear. Here Rashi says, what's the lashon of shvuah? Mashbiyein elechem she'emes mashem artem. Right? He's not being mashbiyim them to come to be made. He's being mashbiyim them that what they said is true. To ma'amis devrayim that they don't know this. The different lashon of the hashba'ah from Rashi on the Flamid and Rashi over here. Rashi Lamed says, be mashbir them that what? To come. And here he's be mashbir them that what they said is true, that it was not, that they don't know Eidus. So, the Tzai Sachleishin and Simon Tzadi Zayin, he wants a taina, but that's Rashi. That the reason why we need Amen in our case is because over here you don't have it can't work within Mujib Biachairim. Why? Because he says that Mujib Biachairim you need, there has to be that if Amen be you to be made. Oh man. Is there a space here? No, maybe it's one here. If I'm mashbir you to be meyid, so I have a right. This is bad, like we had in the Rajba. Yeah? We had in the Rajba. Open. Some days I will, you know. What I call a friendly tzais, you know, the sense from the aren't friendlies, aren't friendly. If I'm being mashbir you, that to be made, right? I have a right. You have a chiyuv to be made. So if I can mashbir you to be meyid. Now we saw in the Rajba, right? The Rajba said, well, what's the whole mashbir chayrim? Is mochiach, the best of the guy is a chiyuv to be meyid. Otherwise, how can I mashbir you that you went to the store yesterday? Right? Oh, mail is up the tzais. Hooray, Rashi tells us, yeah? That the shvu over here is not to be meyid. The shvu is whether you know Eidus or not. In Cain, it's not shaykh mujib pi'achem over here. It's not shaykh moshe pi achayrim. Why? Because I can't make you swear that you don't know the Eidus. So Mail over here, you daf got the answer on me. Over here, you daf got the answer on me.
They already said they don't know the Eidus. How can they say Mishri? They already said we don't know Eidus. What are they?
So on.
So obviously, he's not going to say Mishri Lechem that you.
Why?
Tevi Devni. Because he just said Eidus.
So what? But Maisa, how can I be Mashbir you? How can I be Mashbir you? Whether you know Eidus or not? Rashi b'shana kodesh miyashkur zezuv zel shayne. Ramlam tave mashbi ani leichem sheze emes mashamartem v'amam in chayiv ad kan v'im kein b'ze ein yochal hashbi eloim lehem mashbi ani leichem sheze emes shene the mirad meidish. Right? That you need mashbi b'yatzma. That's the answer on me. Aval hashbi yesh tavo v'tiduni. For that you don't need that. You don't need on me. That's what Zeiss wants to say. With this...
What's this one? What? I don't mean sorry.
The svar is, okay, I can only mashbir you in something that you have to do.
What's the shavua that's happening? Being mashpia him, like to do a ma'aser.
Yeah, lemhani mashpia chayim be'edus el shiyam mashpia ani aleichem shavoy v'teiduni. And he said by pekodin also if you mashpia, we discussed this yesterday. By pekodin he says if you mashpia, shetaxuli a pekdaini. Yeah.
What does that mean?
One second. Chimnei chayiv laheyid, kibun de'ed chayiv laheyid. Vanifkat chayiv lahachzir chalav v'shvo shemashbir noyser last is kedina. I can mashbir you to do what you have to do. I can mashbir you to do what you have to do. That's Rashi Naf Lamed. He says these being mashbirim shed tevo teiduni. Da'ayin I can mashbir you what you have to do. So Meli wants to say. He wants to say, he wants to argue the Tumim. What did Tumim say again? Right, whatever. But the point is, so if he's there, that's where Rashi needs Piatzma. Amen. Yeah? The Maisa might be Shtukum Aduyuk, because Rashi says, Avim Shosku Achar Shvua, Enkan Kabbalah Shvua. Enkan Kabbalah Shvua. Shtika is not Kabbalah Shvua. Right? Amen is Kabbalah Shvua. Right? Amush Becherim, do you need Kabbalah Shvua? Mush Becherim, you need Kabbalah Shvua? There's a parish of Mush Becherim. Does need Kabbalah Shvua?
Yes.
I'm almost scared to say it. How do you know?
I don't know, but it could be. You don't know either way.
The Rabban says you don't.
The man says
you don't.
What about Rashi?
Why? He learns Rashi differently. He learns Rashi. What? What? Rashi. So Yossi is varfing over here from Rashi and Lamed Vav. Rashi and Lamed Vav. No, they're bound quoted Rashi. You didn't get up to that part, but he probably did. Maybe there's no Masech, maybe there's no Masech. I mean, Masal's on his cover, but it's not even bad. It's always good enough. What do you want from Rashi? Rashi's not Rashi. What do you want from Rashi? There's no Rashi here. I don't know what Rashi you're talking about. I didn't say Rashi didn't say anything over here. What? Second half. You know what you want? I understand. Why are you going to look between Lamed Beis and Lamed Vav is how many blat? Between Lamed and Lamed Beis is how many blat? It's easy to go forward and backwards, like if you know, to a Mitzir, you have to go four mil forward and one mil back. Well, we're not getting there anyway, so it's not a gaya. You know what I mean? Anyway, Rashi and the Lava says the same thing. Yeah? You have to say Einon Yoyim L'Chayidus. Rashi doesn't say that that's a Kabbalah. It's Kabbalah of Shua. You have to say Ein Anu Yoyim L'Chayidus. That's true.
If you say, you need Amen, and if you say, amen. Over here.
But also you need Amen.
And if you say, and if you say, I don't know, won't work.
So maybe.
Why are you jumping to Shasak?
What?
Why are you jumping to Shasak? Only if you're quiet. That's not Kabbalah say this.
Because that's the problem in Nehbe as I start over with Rashi. Rashi goes to the two extremes or about the middle. He doesn't trust him. That's not a problem. You know, El Molech and Mashamina. From the Rashi Dag one, we say him Dag the other way. So I don't know. I don't tell you about that. Anyway. One second. Okay. The Tzai says. And by the way, this Tzai, we'll see, it's not like Ramban. I'm not the. The Tzai is not like Ramban. It's just that it's an idea in Rashi. Okay? And over here, Rashi says. You need Kabbalah, and I can hear the Svar of the Tzais based on the Rajba, right? We had the Rajba of Kama. That's why we chazed it yesterday. That was my chazed it yesterday, but it says a good Rajba to chazed it anyway. So now you know why. Hashem was damned to us to chazed that Rajba for this Rashi, for the Tzais. The Rajba said that the Mushmer Cherim. Yeah, is presupposes that he has a chiyah tameyah. That's the only reason why he can mashbih him, right? So then, what the Tzai says is not so crazy to say that it's dafka, the mashbichem is dafka when you're saying mashbih you to be made. That's your chiyah. Now, so you could get out of it and say even be the Rajba, but the mashbih him. Whether he knows the Eidus or not, since it's Negeya to him being Meyid, okay, so you can mashbir that also. He knows the Eidus, he doesn't know the Eidus. We're going to have to say something like that because the Rajman in our Suga learns not like that. learns that this would be mashbir and Piachayim over here. Yeah? So, we're going to have to say some type of Svara for the Rajba that even though. You can only mashbim to do his chiyuv, but still, you don't have to dafke mashbim particularly to be meyid. Mashbim also whether he knows the edus or not. That's the gate to his chiyuv. It's all included. Fine. But in Rashi, in Rashi, Zokrit Sais, they know there's a difference. When you be meyid, we mashbim to be meyid, that's mashbim chayrim. When you mashbim, do you know the edus or not? And that's the case of the Mishnah, because there was a dialogue over here. They say we don't know Eidus, and he says, Mashbini Aleichem. So it makes sense that he's been, like someone said before, he's been Mashbim, what they said, the boss said before, right? But, Seder, that's how Rashi knew them, that's what Mish talking about. And that's why we're not talking about Mashbih Cher. That's why you need Mashbih Atzma, you need Kabbalah Shvua. You need Kabbalah Shvua.
What's that?
Okay?
I don't think that.
And the whole time Rashi never said anywhere about Kabbalah Shvua. Rashi didn't say, but Mashbih Cher means Kabbalah Shvua. Rashi didn't say that. And Ban the lady says you don't need that Rafkim Rash.
Sika would be chayef?
What shtik is, we're going to talk about right now. What shtik is?
What's the answer?
I don't know what shtik is. Rash says shtik doesn't work. I don't know what you want. What?
And Mishu B'chayef.
Right. Rash says you have to say I don't want. Now, what's... The man says shtik is say I don't want. Okay? The man says that shtik is say I don't want. then I can use the Ramban. I'm being selective. Yeah, the Ramban says shtika is thing I don't want. So even if you don't need a Kabbalah, but if you're saying we're saying Rashi, you don't need a Kabbalah, right? By Mujbe Chayim. But if you say you don't want the Shvuah, you can't shove it down your throat. You can't force the Shvuah on you. You might not need a Kabbalah if the Ksais is right in Rashi. You don't need a Kabbalah. I mean, the Ksais isn't talking about the Kabbalah. I'm saying if the Ksais is Rashi, this Rashi is talking about it can't be Mujbe Chayim. And I'm adding that that's what Rashi says. Here you need a Kabbalah. Then you never said you need a Kabbalah. Right? But if you say I don't want it, you can't force the Shvuah on me. That's why shtika not. Now,
what's the point? What's the answer of the Ksais? Like, we're asking why the Mishnah's teaching cases that shvuah says what? His answer is that, like, once we get so far up to mashbi ani aleichem, then the only choice is to say amen. So why is the Mishnah teaching that case? It's teach the case of piyachem. So the consensus is right. Once we get to the case of Ein Duchei, it has to be in Piyat.
That's a very good question. It's not bothering me. In other words, why should the Mishnah? In other words, the Mishnah should be talking about the normal case of Shavuos Eidus, which is Mujbeh Chayim. That's a classic Shavuos Eidus, Mujbeh Chayim. Like Rabban says, that's something that's unique about Shavuos Eidus. So the Mishnah should be telling me that case. The Mishnah should be telling me that case. Why would the Mishnah be talking? Why should the Mishnah kundig says? So we figured out this is a case where it has to be mujbi atzmai, because over here you don't have the chiddush of mujbi achayim, because you're not being mashbim to be made. You're being mashbim whether he knows the eidus, and that he doesn't have there's no chiv on that, and if he can't be mashbim, right? But still, there's an underlying problem over here. The underlying problem is why should we talk about such a case? Why doesn't the Mishnah talk about a normal case of Mujbeh Chayim? Classic Mujbeh Chayim. Why is the Mishnah talking about this backwards case over here where he ends up not being Mashbim about being Meyed, and therefore it's not Mujbeh Chayim, it has to be Mujbeh Atzma? Why would the Mishnah be talking about Dafka that case?
Because we already said by Vedoni. This is a case.
What? You ready?
We already said that case, and now he's saying a case where he said in on the chayidah. So he's not going to say.
No, the Mishnah never said. Where did we say it already?
We're saying the first case is
by. The first case is zich mushmiatzmai.
No, I'm saying the second
case.
Wait,
the first case is mushmiatzmai.
Right, and the second case he's saying in on the chayidah.
The second case is chayidah pashas mushbechem because it's being mashbiim.
What is he saying? Mushmiatzmai.
But that anyway, the ma'isa, right? And all the rishonim, you're going to have that problem, Batson. Why don't we discuss the classic case of Mujbeh Chayim, right? Taisa says, Mujbeh Atzmai. Why are we doing Mujbeh Atzmai? We're going for Meir. Taisa also, you know, drays around, why are we doing Mujbeh Atzmai? Yeah? Because if you're Meir, Chos HaBezdin. But, you know, if the question is, why are we talking about the regular case of Mujbeh Chayim, that question is not answered in anybody. Why don't we talk about the classic case of Mujbeh Chayim? Ketzad, yeah? Shavuos Eidus Ketzad, yeah? Right? Shavuos Eidus Ketzad. What is Shavuos Eidus Ketzad? So the first thing you expect is Mujbeh Chayim, right? And the Mishnah is not here, it's not here according to anybody. So that cash you have anyway. I don't know if that's so much more shver in the size than it is according to every single Mishnah in the book over here. Oh, boy. Why is Moshe like size?
Every other mission is like we're talking about outside of this. We're talking in Rameh, whatever.
It's still telling me Dim Yuchad in Judaeus.
It's teaching a set of dinim. Because it's teaching the set of dinim after he said the words and in Yiduchayis, whatever.
Anyway, the Rabban Lamaisa, fine, that's the Ktais Mahalach and the Rashi. It's not Mochach, but there are some Dukim, I feel, in Rashi, which do support such an idea, and that at least got me thinking about this Kabbalah business. Then Kabbalah, and then I noticed the Rashi in other places don't think about it. Comes up Big Mouth Mina, Firashi, do you need Kabbalah by Moshe Becher? Because, okay, let's hear Ramban. Because according to Ramban, this Rashi is a little bit schwer. But what does Ramban say in Rashi? What does Ramban say in Rashi? Ramban says like this. Ikka the Kashalei. No, it's maybe before, instead of skipping a paragraph, maybe we'll go in order. And, you know, already holding the Rashi, not everyone saw that part of the Ramban anyway, when the Ramban discusses Rashi. So then we'll go back, we'll go in order then. So we'll go back to the Ikka Shaila of the Rishayinim. Why is the Mishnah talking about Mush Piyatzma, what is it, Aeneas Amr? So that's what the Mishnah Tautais is. Do it the normal, the Masudadik away. Tautais is, Aliga Meya Asi, the Chayiv Chutzabez, and Mush Piyatzma. Mukach Itzchul Misni, Vamru Amen, Tav Gmaitz Shum Piv. Vitana Kon Yone, Mush Piyatzma. So according to Meyer, so Tais is learning, the Mishnah is talking about Chutzabez, then. Then you need mipiatzmai. There's no mush piachir. And you can feel the hemshich of Taisvis, because when Taisvis is saying that our mission is chutz lebezdin, the pshat is that the kfira is also chutz lebezdin. Because Taisvis is going to say in the hemshich, there's an important point here, boss. As Taisvis is going to say in the hemshich, the whole issue between Rabbanan and Remeir is not where you make the Shvuah. The Shail is where the Kfir is. Right? This is the end. Rabbanan Nami, let me in Shvuah Bezdin. El Akfira. That God the Dafka Kapit Krat. We'll have Mokam and Royal Agada. 1 second. This that we say that the Rabbanan need Bezdin, they don't need the Shvuah should be in Bezdin, only the Kfir in Bezdin. The Shvuah, even if the Rabbanan, can be Chutz the Bezdin. So when the first Mishnah has a Mechleg, it's your man and Rabbanan. What? What's not? First Mishnah is a Mechleg, it's your man and Rabbanan. What's the din? Right? Piatzmoy, Chutz LeBezdin, right? What did the mayor say? If ne Bezdin, Shleib Bezdin, Piatzmoy. Piachayim is only in Bezdin. And the Mishnah says, Ach Yichbru Ben Bezdin, right? And Red Chum say, Ben Piatzmoy, Ben Piachayim, you only Chayiv in Bezdin.
For sure.
What?
Sure.
No.
Shvuah says Eidos Bein Bezdin Bein Shlo Bezdin.
So Taisus Bayas tells us the Mishnah is not talking about the Shvuah. The Mishnah, the Mechleikas, Remeir and Rabban is talking about the Kfira, not the Shvuah. As a matter of fact, Mishnah says that. The Mishnah says Kfira. Yeah. Let's read the Mishnah together, please. What does Remeir say? Yeah.
Shvuah says
If Nei Bezdin. I don't go back to the Mishnah at the beginning. If Nei Bezdin, Shloim If Nei Bezdin. Piatzmai is bein bezdin bein chutz lebezdin. Piachayrim, you need bezdin. Ache yichbaru bebezdin, right? Kfira. Chum say? Then no. Bein piatzmai, bein piachayrim. It means even piatzmai, you need bezdin, right? That we had the Gemara before. What the machlaik is. But the issue is Zoktaisu is not the Shvuah. The issue is where does the Kfir have to be by Mipiatzmai? Is that clear in Tosis?
Isn't that clear according to the second third of Tosis?
What?
That's according to the second third of Tosis.
I don't see in Tosis when Tosis says v'seif anami tani, yeah. Asi nami kabban rabbanan nami loy bein and shua bezin el akvira. I don't think Tosis is only mechadish down in the second eretz. I don't get the feeling that in Tosis.
It says Tosis hashta nicha to the Gemara mash hashta nicha. And Tosis didn't have that hashta nicha in the beginning.
The Gemara Mashma, and that goes in for the Rabbanan. No.
In the beginning, he put the Gemara in Lamed Beis. It's not going to point to Rabbanan.
Why should that be telling him to trust the Taisvis? When Taisvis say, Inami Asa Filar Rabbanan, what did Nuamru? What was that? Why should this be telling him to trust the Taisvis? Let's be Taisus. Halibri Amei Asi Dechayev Chutzabezin Amush Piatzmai. Okach Itzuch Lemisni Vamru Amein Vakmai Shulim Piv. Because Vatum Amush Piatzmai Dechayev Chutzabezin. I'm suggesting that means the Kvira. That's Taisus. And because the Mishnah doesn't say anything. Right, the Mishnah was a Shvur. I mean, the Shvur, whatever the Mishnah is talking about, yeah, whether it's in Bezdin or outside of Bezdin, that means both the Shvur and the Kfir is there, right? If the Shvur over here is in Bezdin, the Kfir is also in Bezdin. It's all in the same place. There's no two places here. So therefore, when Taisa says that according to a mayor, we're talking about Chutz Bezdin, because again, if you're saying Amen, that means we need Amin. We need Mushpiatzmai. Why do we need Mushpiatzmai? Must be it's Chutz Bezdin. Because if it's in Bezdin, you don't need Mushpiatzmai. Elmai, we're going for your mayor. That's Tumah Chutz Bezdin. And for your mayor, even Chutz Bezdin, there's a parasha of Mushpiatzmai. According to Rabbanan, there is no parasha. Meaning, what do you mean there's no parasha? The Mishnah can't be talking about Chutz Bezdin and Mush Biatzmai, because the kfir has to be in Bezdin. So therefore, the Mishnah can't be talking about Chutz Bezdin the Fidei Rochama. But as Gondra Meir could be talking about Chutz Bezdin, and it's about Mush Biatzmai, and because Mush Biatzmai is even Chutz Bezdin. Because the kvir is going to be Chutz Bezdin here. Because everything is Chutz Bezdin here. V'tana kol yonim mush bi'atzmai. Kol yonim chutz bi'atzmai. Dila Rabbanan, I have Bezdin. Kol Rabbanan, what Rabbanan say? Be'im bi'atzmai, be'im mechayim, need Bezdin. Right? Hachiyach with Bezdin. That means the Reisha is talking about in Bezdin the Fidei Chama. If the Chama authored the Reisha, it means it's talking about in Bezdin. If it's talking about in Bezdin, then you don't need Mviatzmai. Tell my Armish is going to Fidei Meir. And we're talking about Chutz Bezdin. Inam is a Taisus. Also, I feel like Karabana. The Mishnah could go even Fidei Rabbana. Say, then what? We're going to Fir Bonim, we're talking about in Bezdin. Right? Why? Because I'm maintaining, why does that have to be in Bezdin? Because the Kfir has to be in Bezdin. The Mishnah is not Mechal. It's all happening in the same place. That means Utuman and Bezdin. Vinicham. So why we say that we have cash if it's in Bezdin, so why are you not mean for? Mushbe Chayim. Why are you not mean? Amin is Mushbe Atzmai. Look there, Enechnami. Batsam, we could have said, like Rashi, right? This Tayyaz Chara hold like Rashi, not like Ramban. We'll see Mit Hashem, Chayyaz Rashi Ramban of Shtika, Mushbe Chayim and Yeshayisig, what's it din? Is that called Chayiv Veshvo or not? Rashi says Yipater, and the Ramban says Yechayiv. And what does Tayyaz hold about that? Moshi? What does Tayyaz hold about that? If you're Shaisik by Mushbe Achayrim? What? What does Tayyaz hold about? What do you say? Well, it's three Tayyazes. In the name of the Filgrabban, and the Nakar Amru Amen, Kedel Katzer. What then, in Amru, ain't on the Yoyim Chaydos? Chayra, Shtika, is more of a Kitzer. Then Amen. Maskim Nachum. Shtika is more of a kitzer. So Taisa said, we're trying to say words over here. The reason why we say Amen is why? Because what's the other choice? But really, he could have said, En on the Yad Mein Chayedus, like Rashi says. Right? But that takes a lot of ink. Yeah? So we decided to say Amen. It's a lot quicker. Batsim Tumad in Bezdin. Batsim, you don't need Amen, but what do you need? What do you need? Ain onu yoyed l'chaedus. Right? So we prefer to say Amen. But if shtika works, then don't say anything. And why need Amen? Why is telling me Amen? You want to save words. Shtika is even less words.
Shtika is not cure.
It's less words, but it's less time.
You need to give the guy a sermon. So Kimadai can tell you without that, because Taisa says it could have said Ein on Yoidim, right? Taisa, the other choice was it could have said Ein on Yoidim. It said Amen. It's Mashma. There isn't a choice of Shtika. Okay, that must be like better. What? Maskim?
You kfir.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean you kfir?
Shtika is not kfir. Is that what you're saying?
Taisa's unique fear? I don't understand.
That's not what I'm saying.
Yep. I understand. The mission, everyone's unique fear.
And Shtika's not fear.
How do you know? That's the question. How do you know? How do you know? The man says it is kfir. The question do we see in Taisa is that Shtika's not a kfir. You can't just tell him, oh, it's not a kfir. The man says it is a kfir. Question is, do we see in Taisus? I'm trying to show you that we see in Taisus. Because Taisus says that we say Amen, because Amen is shorter than saying Ein on Yoyed L'Chaedus. It's Mashmah, the other choice is only Ein on Yoyed L'Chaedus and not Shtika. That's all. I'm not saying anything. There's simple Pshat Taisus. There's no Mechadish anything.
What Moshe is asking is whatever happened to
Shtika. So you're asking Kash and Rashi? Now why is Rashi Shtika doesn't help? Why is Shtika Kaida? Are we asking? What does Shtika Kaida mean? No, the ground might be a question. I'm not being mazalz on your question. But that's not a question. It's not a question. It's not a question. It's not a question. She does. Look, let's mind the pollen. Rashi's a fair Shtika. Shtika doesn't work. She asks Kash, I Shtika Kaida.
It's not a duh.
So, yeah, that's your question.
I think it fits in this also, but yeah.
if I'm saying Rash Tais hold a Kasha, it's a Kasha Kan Tais also. But there's not no Tais of this. It's a Kasha Rashi.
What's he being married to?
Okay, so.
What?
It says Navada.
What's
Navada?
What?
Shtika.
Shtika
is Hedah. Why?
Because it's a suffix. It's either Kabbalah Seidus or not Kabbalah Seidus.
Again, but there's a cloud. Shtika Hedah. Yeah? The cloud. Yeah, Eitan didn't make it up. Shtika Hedah. Yeah? So why does it apply over here? That's not Makash and Rashi. Why does Shtika Hedah apply over here? Yeah? So you're also saying that. That, what's he being minded to? When I'm being tevei you, you owe me $100, and you don't say anything. So shtik is kaida. But if I say I'm being mashbir you, no. If I say I'm being mashbir you, that to be made, so you're being shaisig. What are you being minded to? Minded is you minded to tevia. What are you being minded?
The
how you might, yeah, was when you made the shvur.
I agree with the shvur.
That's lo yaget.
Sounds granting a little different. Than Rashi says. Rashi talks about Rashi says enkan kabbalah shvur. Yeah, it's not kabbalah shvur. It's haidah, but it's not. Here you need kabbalah shvur. Rashi says. Amen is kabbalah shvur, especially with gitzayis. Yeah. They need, you need a mush piatzmai, yeah, yeah. You need amen. You need amen. You need a kabbalah shvuah. You need the mush piatzmai. You need amen. Shtika is not a kabbalah. It's haidah, but it's passive. It's not a kabbalah. If you need a kabbalah, then for sure it's not sad to say shtika haidah over here. So the first Teretz he holds that this mission is going for a mayor. That's why we need a case of Mushpiatzmai with too much labor bezdin. Second Teretz is saying he's going for the Rabbanan. And it's not in bezdin. So if it's in bezdin, why do you need Amen? Mushpiachayim doesn't need Amen. So then Echanami. But just, we say Amen because that's an easier case. Then saying ain't on the yoyin luchaedus, and we're saying from his mashma that shtika na. Okay. Now we say for nami k'tani, yishbiya aleihem hey pom chutz lebezdin, ask yinami k'rabana. The rabana nami loybin in shvur bezdin, ela kfira. The hagada dafka. So the shvuah, there's no dim b'chlal. The shvuah has to be in bezdin. The kfir of the hagada, that's what the way it has to be royal hagada. But not the shvuah.
That's what he's been mechashed now. That's what's happening. He would be happy to learn the whole mission as Reb Meir. But now he says, "Oh, I can learn the mission like a Rabbanan." Now he's to tell. Now, oh, there is a Rabbanan. So how does it work out? Chutzpah, basically. So he's telling this.
The whole mission is Reb Meir. It's talking about the Yasma. What's the head of turn?
What? What the safe? You mean?
Yeah.
Ishbi aleim chamesh pamim chutz lebezdin. Kaf v'chag alach v'achas. What?
He's shusik.
He's
shusik for five shus.
He was thinking.
Okay.
Rabbi Abraham, I'm sorry. Tosis is not soundly he's being machadish. This din, no fear of banon. What does it have to do with the two trutzim, whether the Rishon is remember or not? There's a fundamental question here. How do you understand the chamim? Just because since the Rishon now I'll be machadish this svara. Doesn't sound that way. It's sounding like that's an understanding. It's nothing to do with our Mishnah. Nothing to do how when the Reish is a Chamim, the Sefer Chamim. He's saying
why is he not Havana?
He's telling us Havana in the Chamim. What they're saying.
Why
is that in Chadash now?
Why is it less of a
question? How is that in Chadash in this discussion?
Why is it less of a question
than Havana
for Meir?
What?
Why is it less of a question than Havana for Meir? He also says in Mipi Achim it's Dafkan based in. It's also a question of Havana for Meir.
Okay, so for what?
What's Rabbi saying Tosis is doing on that?
I'm saying that when Tosis is mechaz at the end, and mechleik is Remeir Rabbanon, it's not about the Shavuot, it's about the Kfira. Yeah, I don't think he's only mechadish that for the Inami that the Reish is going for the Chamim. The side that when we learn Mishnah on Lamed, yeah, and we had a discussion with Aaron about are we talking about the Shvuot, but the Kfir, we were very confused about it. So okay, we'll figure this out. Yeah, so we're trying to start figuring this out now. Yeah, at least in Taisus. So Taisus says the Mishnah to Makfira, not Shvuot, and I forget that we saw it's not going to do it in the Mishnah. So this issue of whether Mechleikis is about the Shvuah, Mechleikis is about the Kvira,
what's the Gevah here? Why is this
he's not being Mechadish here. He's saying that the Sefer could be in Virchamim. The discussion of Taisvis is whether the Mishnah is a Chamim or Meir, yes. That I agree. Yeah, and then two children tell you the child whether the Reisha is a Chamim or a Meir. Yeah, and he's saying the Sefer could also be. And according to the first Tarius, the Sefer can't be a Chamim. What? But why should that be? He's saying the Chamim are only talking about the Kfir and not the Shvuah.
And the Hashkenitza doesn't
bother me. I'm talking about one thing at a time. That's right after one third, then I gotta deal with it tomorrow. I'm trying to think about it.